The primacy of the Pope. Jesus himself gave the first place to Simon Peter among all the apostles chosen by him. Peter was a witness to all the important events in Jesus' life. Peter, who enjoyed the privilege of a special consideration and love of Jesus, and who was also scolded by him on certain occasions, was given the first place by Jesus in the founding the church and in exercising the mission of the church. We can see the primacy of Peter in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus promised that he would establish church on Peter, the rock, and give him the keys of the kingdom of God. So we know that Jesus appointed Peter as the first among the 12 apostles. So we should say that the Pope is the first among the bishops in the church, as he is the successor of Peter. The Pope is at the one and the same time the Bishop of Rome and the head of the universal church. He has the authority to lead, sanctify, and teach the universal church. The First Vatican Council declared the primacy of the Pope as a fundamental truth. Through the encyclicals and the apostolic instructions, the Pope exercises his teaching authority over the entire church.